This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Tuesday, the 26th of November of 2024. Chilly start here in north central Wisconsin at our 98.9 WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Overcast skies and 20 degrees is the temperature. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes at 9:21, we'll be joined by Kristen Conway of Out Loud MC. It's a new LGBTQ plus nonprofit that serves Marathon County. Lots to get into with Kristen Conway about that organization, especially during this era, during this time. And again, looking forward to having that conversation with Kristen Conway coming up here in just a few minutes on the program. Also received a text concerning what I was talking about in the final minutes of the last hour. Text from the 715, it comes down to where voters get information from is what determined the outcome. And again, I asked from folks on the left for their thoughts. So it comes down to where voters get their information from. And actually, that is a very salient point right now, because this morning, again, as I was going through a bunch of information trying to get ready for this program, James Carville appeared on a podcast with the New Republic. And Carville, of course, man that was behind the campaign for Bill Clinton back in 1992. It's hard to believe how long ago that was. Many of you out there remember it very, very well. Others of you were not even around when that was occurring, some 32, 33 years ago. But James Carville is commissioning pollsters to do a deep dive on how people get their news in hopes that Democrats will overhaul how they communicate with voters, particularly working class ones. And again, that comes back to what I was talking about with that op-ed that appears this morning in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the Wausau Daily Herald, talking about Latino voters, Latino men specifically, and the disconnect, and the person who is somebody that's worked for Democrats talking about the disconnect with the working class people and working class issues that he felt that the Democrats had, that I disagree with at a certain level. But at the same time, it comes down to, if you're not communicating your policies, if you're not communicating your successes, if you're not communicating the people that you are working for, does it really matter? It's like, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, did the tree fall? I mean, that the age-old question. So the idea that it does come down to where voters get their information from, and I think that's an idea that some folks within the Democratic Party are going to do a deep dive into. Where are the folks getting their information? Where do the leaders of the Democratic Party need to go in order to talk to these people, to be able to let them know, yes, we do care about the issues that you care about, and to somehow be able to fight back against the misinformation that is pushed forward by so many on the right. So again, that's a very good point made by text. And again, that's what we want here. We want you to be able to share your thoughts through text or call, and you can do it real simply. You can dial us up. The number is the same whether you call or text, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Again, would love to hear your thoughts on the communication aspect. Are the Democrats not going to the right places to get their message across? Do they need to take that deep dive like James Carville is going to be doing, commissioning this this research to find out where folks are getting their information and where Democrats need to be in order to turn around the results in some of these elections? So, again, 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Again, coming up in just a few minutes, we will be joined by Kristen Conway of Out Loud MC, the new LGBTQ plus nonprofit that serves Marathon County. Also coming up a little bit later on in the program, we will have our daily history lesson. We'll talk about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history and a whole bunch more. Plus, we will have our number for the day quiz, try to wrap things up on a high note, give Ian Welsh a quiz with three choices. And based on the math, he should get one out of three right. So the goal every week is to be above 33% to have a passing grade. Below 33% would be a failing grade, but we want him to have a winning week, which is more right than wrong. His best ever week is getting 4 out of 5, and he's still looking for that perfect week of 5 out of 5. And he's off to a good start this week, 1 for 1. And before we go any further, need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad.
Good morning to you as well. And you know, that goal is still there. To be 5 out of 5. I mean, we just
the golden record,
the golden week, but 4 out of 5 is still a great week. You've reached that one, but we've never been to a point. I think that week, if I'm not mistaken, you got it wrong earlier in the week by Wednesday. It was not a case where you had a chance at the end of the week. So we want to have a week where you get right down to maybe Thursday still perfect, and then Friday still perfect, and to see whether or not we can get you over the finish line there. So.
That'd be really cool when that happens.
So we'll try to make a 2 out of 2 later today. I haven't even looked yet to see what our topic might be for today's. Sometimes, because I get a service and it gives me a number for the day. Sometimes I will go away from it because I think,
call an audible and give me a new one.
Right, because it doesn't work for me. And that's all you know, that's what this show is about. Does it work for me or does it not work for me? No, it's not that. Well. All right. I think we're going to stick with this one.
Okay.
The topic for today's number for the day quiz will be Thanksgiving weekend shopping.
Ooh.
And of course, Black Friday is always the biggest shopping day of the year.
Yep. And then after that, you have small business Saturday. And then you have a Cyber Monday.
Exactly.
This weekend will definitely be really a big Thanksgiving shopping.
So we will have a number for the day based on Thanksgiving weekend shopping.
That should definitely be an interesting number for sure.
Guessing it's probably a pretty big one, right?
You never know.
You never know. It could be on the other end. So you put that in your hopper. You kind of put it in the back of your mind, start to think a little bit. And then coming up at about 56 after the hour, we will give Ian his big spotlight moment with the number for the day quiz. Also need to remind you that coming up tonight, we have high school hockey. Our first hockey broadcast of the winter will be with the girls, the Central Wisconsin Storm, the co-op between DC Everest, Wausau West, Wausau East, and Mosinee, along with the Wave School. Defending state champs, they won the state championship last March. It was so much fun going down to Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena. Saw the Storm win the state championship 4-3 over the Bay Area Ice Bears, their second championship in the past 3 years, 5 titles overall, the most girls hockey championships in Wisconsin. And tonight they start the grind again, start the road. It's a long winter sports season, and they'll start off tonight in Stevens Point at Ice Hawks Arena, taking on Wisconsin Valley Union. It's also a co-op featuring Stevens Point and Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids, among others. So the Storm and Wisconsin Valley Union. I'll be at Ice Hawks Arena in Stevens Point tonight. Pre-game show at 6:50. The opening face-off at 7 o'clock. Live right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also, again, there's so many great activities that go on around the holidays.
True.
And coming up tomorrow, I want to remind folks to make sure you tune in. I know on Wednesday, maybe a few people are already taking off early, getting on the road, traveling probably to wherever they may be headed for Thanksgiving. But if you have a chance, make sure you tune in tomorrow morning. We'll be back here with another live program. And tomorrow morning at 9:34, we'll be joined by cast members of this weekend Central Wisconsin Children's Theater production of Seussical. And we've heard from Ian. That's one of his favorites. And in fact,
that was the first high school theater show I ever did.
Very cool. Oh,
so much fun.
And the plan, I believe, is to have three of the kids come on by, join us in studio. We'll talk to them about the show. But also, the idea is to have a musical number as well. So I don't think we've done that before. So we're going to see if it works. Yeah. Not sure if it's going to work or not.
Cross your fingers, it does work.
Yeah, I hope so, because try to get the microphones in the right spot. But that'll be at 9:34 tomorrow. And also tomorrow morning at 8:34, we'll be talking to Christine Martins of the Marathon County Historical Society to discuss the upcoming Sweet Landmarks Gingerbread Contest. That's coming up. You know, the thing about the Sweet Landmarks Gingerbread Contest, they had asked me maybe if I could be a judge, and I would love to do it, but it's coming up, I think, on the 12th, if I'm not mistaken. I got to try to go back and
look. Do you have a game that night?
In fact, that day and night, I have two games because it's a Saturday, and I have a Storm game in the afternoon and then a West game at night in hockey. So it's
nice that they asked you.
I know. I was really thrilled. I felt really bad for saying no, because I really would have loved to have been a judge, you know, because I would love to be called a celebrity judge. It'd be like being on The Voice or being on American Idol. I'd be the celebrity judge, you know, and make up the mind, and I imagine then to get all sorts of really good gingerbread as well. So, but we're going to talk about Sweet Landmarks Gingerbread Contest with Christine Martins of the Marathon County Historical Society coming up tomorrow at 8:34 as well. But coming up next, we'll be joined by Kristen Conway of Outloud MC, a new organization, a nonprofit serving Marathon County and the LGBTQ+ community and their allies. That's coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 9:18. 20 degrees is the temperature, mostly cloudy skies. Glad you could be with us. Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. You've got planned. Carry your cup in your hand. The ground.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, here on Tuesday, the 26th day of November 2024. Time is 9:22, and very happy to welcome back to the program. It's been a little while, but I don't think you've not been to the new place, have you? You're back at the old place. It's so much better over here, isn't it?
It is much nicer, yeah.
But Kristen Conway, back with us. Last time we talked, you were running for state assembly, but now I think you're actually doing something that is, if not as important, maybe even more important, but you are the president of Out Loud MC, brand new organization, nonprofit serving the LGBTQ plus community and allies here in Marathon County. But first of all, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Hopefully I'll be a little more successful than I was when I ran for office.
The thing about it is, I'm going to say this real quickly, and I've said this to other people that have run for office, because during the last campaign cycle, we'd have basically, for the most part, the Democratic candidates that were running for office throughout central Wisconsin. And when you look at the results here in central Wisconsin, mostly was Republicans winning. But at the same time, I don't think that the folks that ran for the state Senate and Republican plus 20 districts fail. I mean, and we're just talking off the air. In order, whether it's part of a nonprofit, whether it's running for office, people need to be engaged, right?
Correct.
And that's one thing that you have not been shy about doing, being engaged. Let's talk about Out Loud MC. Give us the thumbnail sketch. When did this organization begin, first of all, and why did it start?
Well, it started, I started getting the itch in March, put together a little bit of an idea. So for my job that I get paid for, I travel around North Central and Western Wisconsin. So I've been traveling to Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, up to Bayfield. They all have LGBTQ centers. They're all very successful. I spent a lot of time there talking to their executive directors, came back here and said, I think we can do this here. So started in March with a small info meeting that I honestly, I thought 10 people would show up, and about 40 did, that just wanted to know more. So it was real successful. So that was March. By May, we had a board. We had an 11-member board. We had our paperwork in. We got our 501c3 status, and we had our first event in September.
I imagine some of the hardest parts of starting an organization is starting an organization, the paperwork. You talk about
right.
There is so much that goes into it. But it sounds like, and again, from what I've been reading about, that it has come together maybe faster than maybe normal. Would it be fair to say?
Absolutely. And I started the Roller Derby League back in 2010. So I was familiar with what paperwork needed to be done and where we needed to file things and what the bylaws and the articles and all that needed to look like. So I just kind of went from there. And I'm a big research person. So I found, work smarter, not harder. So I found bylaws from other organizations and kind of looked at those and got an idea of what we needed. So that part was actually easier than getting a board together. And we did some research for a good 2 months. We sent out questionnaires to the community. Mm-hmm. What resources do you think we need here? What would you come to get an idea of? Because we had an idea of what we wanted to do, but we wanted to make sure that people would come.
I'm actually, maybe I'm off on this, but I was a little surprised when I read that there was not any organization like this. No, not even for lack of a better term, a hub.
Right, right.
That's kind of hard to believe at 2024, isn't it?
Right, yeah. I mean, WASA Pride has been here for a few years, and they've been doing a wonderful and great job with the WASA Pride event, with the June event. And some other things, but when we got our board together, the 11 of us sat down and said, we want a physical space. We want to do, like we're doing tomorrow, the Chosen Family and Friends, and to create just a resource. And we've had people that have come up to me and said, I don't want to be on your board, but I am willing to volunteer, whether it's a mentor program, which we're planning on down the road. They said, I grew up in WASA. It wasn't easy, but I came back, and I would love to mentor a young person right now and let them know that it does get better.
And that's the thing about it as well. So, I mean, when I think about where I'm in my life, and I think a lot of the folks that we talk to that are, whether they're leaders in government, leaders in business, leaders elsewhere, sometimes you get so caught up in your time of life and the importance of having resources for the kids who truly are, the future. I mean, when you sometimes I will lie in bed and think about 50 years from now? What are people going to talk about during this era that is so, in some ways, crazy? But the kids, I've said to people, I wouldn't want to be growing up during this time with the technology the way it is. It's so different, and it doesn't feel like it's been that long since I was going to school. There are so many challenges for kids these days, aren't there? And that's just, you know, all kids. And then when you get into subsets where there's so many more challenges as well.
Right. And that's something that when I was, you know, doing some research, and I have like a PowerPoint, because I'm a PowerPoint and Excel spreadsheet nerd, of data. And if you dig into the Marathon County does the life report every few years, and the data that they found about LGBTQ kids, and they're more depressed, they're more anxious, they have anxiety, they're 2.5 times more likely to contemplate suicide. And to throw my own personal spin into this, I have two kids that identify as queer, and I needed resources, and mm-hmm. I needed a parent support group, and I had no idea to try to find mental health care for a kid in this area is not easy.
What have you learned as a parent that helps you in your position?
That I don't need to understand everything. I don't need to understand everything to be supportive of my kid. That's the number one. You know, mm-hmm. my husband and I have gone through several rounds of this, and just, you know what? I don't understand it, and I don't get it, but I still support you. And that's really what this all has taught me.
We got to take a quick time out. We're going to have an information update, news, weather, and sports, and then we'll come back, talk more to Kristen Conway from Out Loud MC in just a few minutes. The time is 9:28. Starting to brighten up a little bit. You even see a little bit of blue skies out there. It's going to be a chilly one here in central Wisconsin. Temperature stands at 20 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Keep it up here, Ian. Do not fade out. No, don't go up. Just don't fade it out. This is Robert Palmer. It's Every Kind of People. We need every kind of people. Kristen Conway, president, Out Loud MC. It takes every kind of people. And that's one of the reasons why this organization is so very important.
Absolutely. Yep.
Let's talk a little bit more. Let's actually start, because you mentioned that, and I was looking at your website and looking at the events, and let me pull the back up here, because when I was getting ready for the interview. But you mentioned briefly that coming up tomorrow, you have a special event. And I like the idea, basically, and I don't have it right in front of me, but basically the family you choose, the friends you choose, the people that you choose, because nowadays sometimes it can be difficult with the people that you kind of get assigned to.
Correct.
but having a Thanksgiving meal with the people that you choose, the people that truly support you. Can you talk about this event coming up tomorrow?
Right. Yeah, this was something we had a few board members who were very much like, I want to do this. And we have other board members who are traveling, so can't be there, but Just that sometimes, you know, your family that you're forced to be with isn't always as affirming or as understanding as you would like them to be. So we wanted to make sure that everyone had the opportunity to have a meal, to share a meal with people that were supportive and were affirming and said, come as you are, we're here for you. So we're going to do that. We've got about 30 people signed up now, which I say with a little trepidation. We weren't quite expecting 30 people, so...
Well, that is, again, very, very cool and a wonderful thing for a holiday for people to feel the love of people that truly care about you. And that can folks still be involved in it tomorrow or is it a little too late here?
No, I closed the sign up this morning. But you can always reach out if you'd like to attend. You can email us and we can make some room. Of course, we'll bring some more chairs.
And I should mention as well that for folks, as we continue our conversation with Kristen Conway, you can get further information about this organization, a lot of information on their website, which is outloudmc.org. So that's outloudmc.org. Get plenty more information. You mentioned also in the last segment about the Marathon County Life Report.
Yes.
If that doesn't chill you just a little bit, I don't know what does, because again, when you hear about it's one again, I everybody is vitally important, but it hits me when you hear about kids who are going through really tough times. And there was a lot of information in that report that really should be a wake up call to what our kids are going through, especially it's been a tough last number of years.
Right. Since COVID, I think kids too have become more isolated, more on their own. I was talking with another mom who has another kid. One of my sons is going to be 16 in a month, and she has a kid who's almost 17, and neither of them have any need to drive, want to get a license. And so we were talking about how it was different when, you know, we were growing up in the 90s. We couldn't wait.
We counted down the days.
Couldn't wait because we didn't have the internet. We didn't have cell phones. We were home all day. And we wanted to leave. Whereas now my kid sits, you know, at home and he's got his phone. He's chatting with his friends. He's gaming with his friends. There's no need to go hang out with your friends. You can hang out with your friends by yourself in your room.
That says a lot right there, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, it does. Let's talk a little bit more about what services you offer at Out Loud MC. For folks that come by, what do they get?
We've had a few events. We had an open house, and I should mention we don't have a physical space
not
yet.
Okay.
We have one in the works, which I'm really excited about, and I can't spill the beans on it. But
no headlines here yet.
No headlines yet. But we have one in the works. So we've had an open house, which was just kind of a hey, come and meet us, which we had a lot of people show up for. It was really kind of cool because we had a couple or a part of a couple that had just moved to town. We had a mom and their kid show up, and then it was just kind of like from every genre of person that we thought would want to serve.
Mm-hmm.
When some people came, so it was really interesting. We had a Halloween, just kind of a social. We did a movie night. We did the movie night in conjunction with the open house, and that's something that we're going to be doing going forward. Is just every month or every other month we're going to be having a queer movie night. Whether it's a kids movie or in a movie for adults. We've had support group meetings. So I mentioned, parent support group, parent or caregiver support group. We've had that twice, and that's been well attended. We just started a transgender and non-binary support group. We've had one of those meetings. The second one is coming up on December 9th, and that one will be at the library. So like I said, we've been using the Rise Up space.
Mm-hmm.
They've been letting us use their space. This event tomorrow is going to be at the old YWCA building, which is Big Brothers Big Sisters is letting us use their space. But hopefully by January, we'll have our own space. So
very cool. Again, talking to Kristen Conway of Out Loud MC here on 98.9 WXCO. You mentioned the transgender and non-binary support groups, and just to sort of bring in where we stand here in late November of 2024, we've just gone through a year where, not in a positive way, we heard a lot of discussion about transgender folks and the issues around it, and basically, I would say millions of dollars used making the transgender community into a bogeyman. what's been your reaction? What is the reaction of the folks that come in within your group? And what can your group do to maybe help these folks? I imagine that, frankly, it's in a sense domestic abuse to me. I mean, our country abusing part of our people. It has to have been a very difficult year for a lot of the folks that you work with at Out Loud MC.
Right, it has been, even for just the members of the gay community who are wondering if their marriage is going to continue to be valid, or especially the transgender folks that, and part of it is they don't understand. Like, I just want to use a bathroom. I just want to be able to use a bathroom that I feel safe in. So it's been really difficult in that way. And I think, you know, Wisconsin, because of Tony Evers, has vetoed all of the bills the assembly has set forward. So that's just kind of still a little hope that maybe statewide things might still be okay. And I guess the assembly did switch a little bit. I think there's a few more people on the assembly who are still supportive. But it's been hard. And, you know, we have talked about, we have resources there. That's one thing that we provide is resources for people. So, you know, I was just at a webinar yesterday with a lawyer who was saying, if you feel like you want to change your name legally, you should do it now. If you feel like you want to make your gender, change the gender on your passport, you should do it now while you still can. Because those are things that are up in the air for now. No one's really sure.
Kind of been also over the last, frankly, 3 weeks, been thinking about, you know, it's very easy to think about the negative aspects of where we are. But I was thinking back to about, oh man, it must be about 12, 14 years ago when there, I think it was the 2010 election or the 2012 election, where gay marriage was a major factor that was being pushed by those on the right as a scare tactic. Mm-hmm. And in some ways it did work, but it was just after that where the people moved ahead of the fear. Do you think that as we look here now in 2024, that maybe in 2026 or 2027, 2028, that we are going to see the people maybe move ahead again of the politicians in some of these issues, such as transgender and other issues that maybe, you know, right now we think, oh, we're in a kind of a darker place, that maybe there is reason that we've seen in the past that the people, I thought when it came to gay marriage, they were ahead. And then ultimately then the administration, Obama and Biden, who I think was the first one on Meet the Press one day, said, hey, I'm for this. And then, hey, it's like a lot of people said, yeah, we are too.
Right.
Are there a lot of people that are waiting for that moment to say, we are too right now?
Hopefully. And that's something that hopefully we can accomplish with more visibility. You know, I've been saying for years that part of what I see in central Wisconsin is there's a lot of folks here who have grew up here, who've lived here, raised their families here, and never left. They've never been a minority in a space in their life. They're a cis white man or a cis white woman. You've never been a minority. You don't see the world around you.
Right.
So being more visible and answering the tough questions. We have a newsletter that goes out. I send it every month. And there's a question. There's a spot on there that says, ask us anything. And I'll answer it. No one's taken me up on it yet, which is surprising. But, you know, we will absolutely answer it. When we had a table at Wausau Pride and had a gentleman come over. And I was a little leery. But he said, there's this gender, and he was asking questions basically, and he's like, can you explain to me what terms, you know, are, and I laughed and said, well, how much, we'll be here for a month. But I did reach out to him after and sent him, like, I printed out something from the internet and mailed it to him because that's what he wanted. But we're willing to sit down and have these tough conversations. We're willing to answer the questions that you have, and maybe with more visibility. And once, you know, like I said before with my kids, I don't have to understand it to accept it, mm-hmm. but the understanding will come. It just takes time.
You're so right. You're exactly right. I think so much of the fear of the unknown is because you've never had a normal day-to-day interaction.
Correct.
With somebody that's different than you.
Correct.
And you're exactly right. In a lot of these communities, especially as you get into rural Marathon County, I imagine it's even more of that case. And you're exactly right, having the opportunity to be out in public to say, okay, hey, we're open. We're willing to have discussions. Boy, communication in so many different levels, in so many different areas, is that gateway, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, just having the capacity to say, I will be accepting first, even before, if I don't understand. And if I have questions, you know, I will ask and they'll get answered. I travel every year. We go for roller derby, and every year at their big competition, mm-hmm. which is it's international. They always, you know, we're talking big venues. They have gender neutral bathrooms. All of the bathrooms are gender neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I talked about when I ran for office last time. That was a thing. But, yeah. You know, people say around here, well, I've never shared a bath. I would never use a bathroom with someone who's transgender. And I'm like, you have. Yeah. You literally have. You just didn't know it.
I remember hearing about that discussion a couple of years ago. I always remember when I was a kid, I went to a Packer game, and they used to have troughs. Everybody was standing right there. I mean, it was when you think about it, the number of people that you've dealt with in that area. I mean, you're exactly right. Everybody's dealt with it in the past. We got about 2 minutes to go. I know that whenever a new organization starts, that you're still looking for support in different ways. But one of the ways, of course, is financially. What do people need to know? If there's somebody that thinks this would make our community a stronger place, having the opportunity to have, for the kids especially, how can they be involved? What should be the first step?
Oh, donate money. We need money.
How can they do that? What
we're going to be sending out, because Giving Tuesday is coming up, so we're doing a big push for sustaining donors, so someone that'll donate X amount of dollars consistently every month. And you can do that right on our website. We use GiveButter as a platform. We have a few right now. We're trying to raise around $7,000 that will get us through a good year with insurance and rent. But that's the main way. I mean, people think, I've been so frustrated because as a nonprofit, you can't just go to a bank and ask for funding.
Right.
You know, there's the only way to get money is through grants, which a lot of times are restricted. So the grants, you know, like for our movie night, we got a grant from the Green Hack Foundation for that. So we can use that money for that, but we also need to pay rent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're volunteer run, so we don't have a lot of overhead. It's basically just rent.
And the thing about that idea of just the sustaining, I think that's a very good way to do about, because, I mean, we all can afford $10, $25, $50. It all adds up quickly, though.
It does. And if you get enough people on board and then suddenly, look, your rent is covered for the month.
Kristen Conway, congratulations on the launch. Best of luck with the future. Again, check out their website, outloudmc.org, as you continue. I'd love to have you come by and continue to talk about what you're doing, talk about the issues as well. But really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a time out. Come right back. 949, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Kristen Conway, president of Outloud MC. Again, check out their website, outloudmc.org, and if you are able to make a donation, even a small donation, because it's a very important addition here in central Wisconsin, and especially for those kids, for a resource for those who may have felt disaffected in some way. So again, outloudmc.org. We'll get Kristen Conway back on as well. But a lot on that website, really a nice website. Some of the websites sometimes don't have as much information as maybe you would like. But boy, this website has everything you need. So check it out, outloudmc.org. Well, it is the 26th day of November of 2024. It is day number 331 of this year. There are 35 days remaining in the year 2024, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1789, a National Thanksgiving Day was observed in the United States as recommended by President George Washington and approved by Congress. And then on this date in 1941, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed a bill establishing the fourth Thursday in November as Thanksgiving Day in the United States. On this date in 1842, the University of Notre Dame was founded. On this date in 1917, the National Hockey League was formed with the Montreal Canadiens, the Montreal Wanderers, the Ottawa Senators, the Quebec Bulldogs, and the Toronto Arenas as the first team. On this date in 1942, the classic film Casablanca opened in theaters, starring the great Humphrey Bogart and the great Ingrid Bergman.
The great film.
Oh, had a chance to see it on the big screen a few years ago. That was wonderful. On this date in 2018, NASA's InSight mission landed on Mars after a seven-month voyage. And on this date in 2018 as well, the DC superhero film Aquaman premiered in London. Did you see Aquaman?
I actually have not seen that movie. I need to put that on my watch list.
Yeah, neither have I. Some celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Actor Kristen Bauer of True Blood is 58. Garcelle Beauvais of the Jamie Foxx show and Real Housewives is 58. Actor Peter Facinelli of Twilight and Nurse Jackie is 51. DJ Khaled is 49. Jessica Camacho of Taken and The Flash is 42. And singer Rita Ora of The Masked Singer is 34 years old today. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events, only two to talk about today. Mentioned Charlie Brown earlier.
Uh-huh.
It's Good Grief Day. Good grief. That's a Charlie Brown statement.
Yes,
I wonder why.
Is.
Wonder why it's Good Grief Day. I have to check that out. And it is Cake Day. Who doesn't love a good cake?
Oh, yes.
So Good Grief Day and Cake Day here on the 26th day of November.
Very nice.
All right. It's time for our number for the day quiz. And our number for the day, we always do it as a quiz. We give Ian Welsh three choices. If he's able to do the math, it's one out of three. Should get one out of three right just by guessing.
Yep.
So 33% is our goal. Anything above 33% is a passing grade. Anything
yes.
below 33% is a failing grade. But we don't want just average. We want you to have a winning week, which is more right than wrong.
Yes.
And then our best week is 4 out of 5. And that holy grail, a 5 out of 5 week is still out there. We've never had that. So, and our number for the day.
Thanksgiving. Weekend shopping.
That's right. All right. Our number for the day is the record number of people who are planning to shop in store and online from Thanksgiving Day through Cyber Monday this year.
Record number of people.
It's an increase of 1.4 million people from last year.
Oh, geez.
And 18.1 million people more than 5 years ago. So this is the projected record number of people who are planning to shop in-store and online from Thanksgiving Day through Cyber Monday this year.
Okay.
Okay, the choices are 183.4 million, 223.4 million, 263.4 million. So 183.4 million, 223.4 million, 260 3.4 million. So it goes up in intervals of 40 million. So 183, 223, 263.4
okay.
million.
Boy, that's a lot of math for early in the morning. Okay, I'm going to go with my gut here. I'm not going to overthink this. But I'm going to say, I'm going to go with C. I'm going to go with the biggest number. I'm
263.4 million.
I'm feeling good about it. I'm locking it in. It's my final answer.
All right, the number for the day. Record number of people who are planning to shop in store and online from Thanksgiving Day through Cyber Monday this year is 183.4 million.
Ooh, the smallest number.
Yep, the smallest number. So
ouch.
You're one out of two this week. So still doing all right.
Yeah,
but tomorrow will be important, though.
Oh, yes.
Final one before Thanksgiving Day. Have a great rest of your day, Ian.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Thanks again to Kristen Conway from Out Loud MC for joining us. And again, tomorrow we will be joined by Christina Martins of the Marathon County Historical Society discussing the Sweet Landmarks Gingerbread Contest, and cast members from Central Wisconsin Children's Theater production of Seussical will join us as well. Have yourselves a great rest of your Tuesday. Join us for Storm Hockey tonight at 6:50, and we'll be back tomorrow here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.